I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, executive producer and host of The Peak, and this is The Peak Elevated with Roland Rainey. We just finished interviewing Roland on our broadcast, our 50th episode, and as I like to do in these segments, I say, okay, you know, we're not broadcasting anymore. What do you really want to talk about? And and Roland is going to continue, you know, talking about being part of the community. He is on the 4th Judicial District nominating commission for judges. We didn't mention during the show that he ran for city council. He's very involved in the community. So we're going to be talking about how you, yes, you, can be involved in different ways in our wonderful community here in the Colorado Springs, El Paso County, Pikes Peak region. So, Roland Rainey,
yes.
Welcome to The Peak Elevated.
Once again, happy to be here.
So how do you define community?
Community, a collective grouping of families of value sets, whether those values are different or the same, but they make up a community, a grouping of families that are rooted with morals and values and living in a shared community. That to me is a community.
Okay. So, but we have an extended community here of people that are all over the map. America is maybe more divided than it's been since, you know, the Civil War. But the problem with it, it's not North and South. It's neighbor to neighbor. It's even people within their own households. Although the Bible does say in the end times that would happen, that even within households we'd turn against each other. So we're seeing that. So how do you function as a community then when our value systems seem to be so different? What do we do? How do we find those commonalities, I guess?
And that's the challenge in today's society, because we are so fractured as a community. We're fractured as a nation. I think we all can see that. But as a community, what we are doing is we're not taking time to listen to each other, to have those genuine conversations. I remember growing up, you know, being in a community meant spending time with your neighbor, a neighbor coming over and just having open dialogue with you, discussion with you about any topic. Maybe it might be work, it might be family, come over for a barbecue, get to know each other. Well, the way our communities are structured now, what people tend to do is go to work early in the morning, and I can put out a typical day. You wake up about 5:30, 6 o'clock, you get dressed, you go to work, you spend all your time at work, you come home. After you come home, you pull your car in the garage or the driveway, you go inside your house. Maybe if you have kids, you might have a after hours sports activity or some type of event at school, and then you're back in your home. And that's the cycle. That's the repeated cycle. That's not a community. That's just living. And we got to get people out of the mindset of just living. Be a part of your community. Get to know your neighbor. Spend time with your neighbor. Learn about your neighbor. You never know. You might have commonalities. You might have I had a neighbor one time. I ended up learning they were actually from Louisiana. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I was born in Louisiana. And we had a lot of things to talk about. And the fact that we've been living in Colorado for 20 plus years just made it even better than that. But I wouldn't have known that if I didn't get engaged. So we got to get out of this fear of engaging with our fellow citizens, the folk that live right across the street from you. Go talk to them. Find out what they're about. Find out what their lives are about. That's not poking into people's private business. I think too often we put that shield up there like, oh, I don't want to pry into their personal lives. No, you're just trying to get to know your neighbor. That's all.
It's strange, and I don't know when it happened over time that we just stopped doing that and we got fearful. And I guess, you know, between the TV and the, you know, and the electric garage door, you know, and going in and not an air conditioning. So you don't have to sit outside in the on your porch in the summer, that we just got to the point where it was easier to hang with ourselves. But now we have an epidemic of loneliness and everything else because we are made, we're gregarious. Human beings are meant to be in community with each other, and it's being broken down. So as far as getting involved, you know, at a higher level, one of the things when you go out and you volunteer, mm-hmm. whether it's in the government or for religious institutions or whatever, you're finding people of commonality and you're working on things together. So what are the things that you do to encourage people to just get out there and not just, you know, the neighbor's important, but also to get more what we would call civically active?
Yes, civically active. And I know sometimes people confuse getting civically active with politics. That's not always the case. There are a lot of boards, commissions, small community advisory committees that you can get involved in that your voice could have impact on. Like for myself, outside of the commissionership, I also am on the Community Advisory Committee for the Pikes Peak Area Council for Government. I'm the vice president for the Colorado Springs World Affairs Council. I'm on the vice president for the Broadmoor Resort Winter Night Club. Those are senses of community. They're not all tied to politics. They're senses of community where you get to learn and have a major impact with others. I'm also on the school board. Boy, you talk about a community impact there. You know, you're dealing directly with parents and teachers and students. Those things, when you can get involved, have meaning. It has meaning to your household. It has meaning to the community. It has meaning to your neighbors. You'll be amazed on how many times someone has seen me and like, hey, you're that guy on the school board. I got a quick question for you. Just that simple. But when you get involved and you volunteer, you bring the community closer together because now you're able to take the information that you're gathering from these advisory committees and councils, and you can share that with your neighbors, and you can have a dialogue, and you can actually become a more informed community member through those mechanisms. So I would tell people, don't shy away from volunteering. Look, I understand it just like you do. You go to work, you come home, you just want to be home, and I get it. Social media, video games, and those type of things tend to take over our lives a little bit. But if you can just break away, volunteer for one organization. I'm not saying you got to volunteer for three or four. Just volunteer for one and have a social civic impact. I think you will find some greatness out of it. I think you will find that there's a lot of value that comes out of it. And you will find that it will actually motivate you to get more involved. And if we can get more and more people to do that, I think the better off our communities can be.
Okay. I know you wanted to talk about town halls.
Yeah. You know, town halls, a lot of people, for whatever reason, just I won't call it frightened. They just don't want to waste their time with them because they believe that town halls, from a political sense, is just politicians regurgitating the same topic over and over again. I will tell you this, especially as someone who ran for an elected office, you showing up at a town hall clearly shows that you are invested as a community member, that you want to see the best out of your community. And more importantly, you want something out of that person that's speaking in the town hall, because 9 times out of 10 for a lot of these town halls, it's probably an elected official or someone who's campaigning for an office. And you need to engage with those folks. They need your advice. They need your guidance. They don't have all the answers. When I ran for office, I didn't have all the answers from the audience. I heard a lot of their concerns. I heard a lot of the things that is affecting them in their household. So please attend town halls. Once again, I get it. And I truly understand that you're busy with other things, but most town halls last from 45 minutes to an hour. Just go to one, find out what they're talking about. I tell you what, especially for our community, one of the best town halls to go to is our law enforcement town hall that tends to take place ever so often, where you hear from the mayor, you hear from the sheriff, you hear from deputies, you hear from others in the law enforcement community. And that way you understand what they're up against. And you understand that, wow, I know that we had a drug problem, but I didn't realize it was that bad. I knew we had a crime problem, but I didn't realize the numbers were that high. Take your time, listen to the information. Once again, if you go to these town halls, you become a more well-informed citizen. And you share that with your neighbors, now you are a well-informed community.
Roland Randy, any last thoughts as we're finishing up this extended bonus interview?
I absolutely love our Pikes Peak region. I really do. This region has given me a lot. This region has a lot of heart and soul. And what frightens me is that we are down a slippery slope right now. And we really are. We got legislation that's really dragging us in the wrong direction. Crime rates are going extremely high, and some of that is because of legislation. We got a drug problem that's ever increasing. We got illegal aliens that are really impacting our neighborhoods. We have to get to a point where we make sense of it all. And the only way we can make sense of it all is to become a well-informed citizen and to get involved. And I just hope that everybody out there would do that.
Roland Rainey, thank you for being on The Peak Elevated.
I'm excited. Thank you for having me today, and I greatly appreciate the time.
I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman, for The Peak.